Dirty Mackin, bro. Like, that shit is lame to me, bro. Like, Marvin Room ass niggas, bro.
Like, niggas do hate they girls. Like, yeah. Niggas will...
Like, first of all, how the fuck dare you, niggas? Like, yo,
that's not... Sex is so vulnerable for women, bro. Like, you be sitting there, your butt in the air.
Like, he was there. Like, when she got locked up, he was there.
Like, I just feel like, as a woman, y'all gotta protect the cookie, bro. Because when the cookie crumble, bro, the nigga walk away.
He's not even gonna count that as a body. She gonna say some shit like, we wore a condom. My nigga.
Unpop the pod.
You can't say that.
But anyway, welcome to episode...
Are we recording?
Seven?
Oh, shit.
Seven?
Think so. Yeah,
seven, eight,
seven.
Nine.
Seven,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yo, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for keeping up with us. I'm one of your hosts, Viv, Brish, and
live.
And then we got a special guest.
Hi.
Back-to-back weeks.
Back-to-back return.
We got Big Lingy with us.
You know what I'm saying? Not the little one. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Philly in the building.
I'm saying go Eagles, go Sixers.
Relax.
I'm saying Phillies, it's all right, though. It's all right. Next year.
Yo.
Even next year. New York, I fuck with the Sixers, but... Definitely not over here.
What, nigga?
I'm fucking...
Nah, yeah. Thank you.
Fuck the Sixers. Fuck Joel Embiid.
I'm just saying.
Nah, you're right. When it come to New York versus Philly, yeah.
I'm just talking in general. Like, y'all some hating ass nigga.
We still a tri-state area. Like, we still gang. You know what I'm saying? Like,
guys, Knicks out there.
Where we at? Huh?
We're going to pop the...
What? Oh yeah! Oh yeah! We live on location. That's a fact,
yo.
That is a fact.
You hear me? Yeah, this my cousin. I'm not calling him my little cousin or no shit like that. That nigga is way bigger than me. I'm so proud of him. He opened up an exotic snack shop.
Mm-hmm.
Nas Exotics. It's in massive people. Don't bring your hoodlum asses out here if you're not spending no money.
Don't come in with no shiesties.
Don't come in. Yeah, we don't. No shiesties. No young niggas. Like, y'all not spending no bread. You are.
And what was you fucking with that you had already?
Snack.
Oh, check this shit out.
They gonna think I'm weird for this shit.
The passion mango aid.
That's crazy.
First of all, I don't know what's in it.
Yes.
It's Chinese, but this shit was the best. I don't know what this shit is.
What it tastes like? Is it mango?
Hey, passion fruit, mango, and lemonade.
Is it like OD sweet?
Nah, it's OD amazing. It's like that. I'm gonna get another one for the road.
I had these layers right here. Roasted garlic. Oyster flavor, yo. Don't knock it till you try it. It don't even sound like it should be a chip flavor, but
pain. Fried crab. They've got brisket, spicy. Brisket.
Hey, we might be in here all night for real.
Or,
you know what I'm saying?
But anyway,
yeah.
Let's pop the bottle. We're gonna pop the bottle today.
Where he is at? Behind the camera, bro.
Oh shit, we didn't have somebody for the behind the camera thing.
I was actually thinking about that.
Alright.
We got Tommy from Martin, relax.
That's Tyrese.
We got Tommy from Martin and he still don't got no job.
Tiki Barber.
Oh shit.
Tiki. So I'll waste him now. Yeah, that was pretty.
It's alright. Tiki's a twin, so there's two of them. There's two of them. But we got Tommy from
that's what I went in my phone for too.
From Martin.
I wrote the list.
He work in the big white building.
But you know, niggas is mad eager to pop the bottle that day.
All right, that's a fact.
The bottle then, you know, let's address the elephant in the room.
We're going to go right to the comment section of one of our posts.
So some backstory, we recorded an episode that never really dropped.
Full episode never dropped.
But we've been dropping some clips. Some of our favorite clips are from that episode. That was
for sure.
I'm just realizing that now, though. I haven't seen that episode in
a minute. One day we might drop it for y'all, but...
Yeah.
One clip particular went viral.
We're gonna do 100 gigs.
100 gigs, straight.
We're gonna 100 gigs.
One clip in particular went viral, and the question was, how long could you be on a trip with your girl?
Just you and your girl. Comment section ate us up.
Yeah, they went crazy on us. You know, listen.
It was like an echo chamber, though.
It's cool. I'm not gonna.
Echo chamber was crazy.
Everybody
it really was.
Bibbly blue, blah, blah, blah. Pay attention, you saying the same shit that he said. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
But I'm not gonna go in on the females in the section and shit. I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all don't like to hear that type of shit. I love my lady to death. I like my lady even more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just know certain times she could forget her brain at the crib and that'd be on the fifth day. You know what I'm saying?
And that's okay.
And that's okay. It's like it's time to go home, bro. Like
I'm grown. Like we're not 21. Yeah, we're not 20. Like,
I got kids. I be missing my kids. I want to go back to the crib.
Live with our lady. Like
I live with her. I work with her.
Everything.
I do everything with her, bro.
4 days. So it's solid.
I'm not gonna keep explaining.
I'm standing on that.
But I'm going to address the niggas in the comments. Oh, what you call them? Pick me's?
No, that's not what that's a completely
all the women
different.
That agree you with y'all
pick me. Women that agree with us pick me, but the niggas in the comments is also if we think of the same comment. Pick me's.
Hell
you know
yeah.
What I'm saying? Like, yeah. Yo, bro, like, let me tell you something, bro. Let me just say this. Like,
you definitely shed some light on that. You said something that was crazy.
Like, if you gotta do all that, like, in these opportunities where you could flourish, like, thrive, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you see a nigga did some lame shit, and you see the nigga did some lame shit, you don't have to throw dirt on this man. Like, yo, bro, you take that opportunity to show the girl what she's missing. Like, yo, I'ma show you this nigga.
Through action, not
through
words,
action, bro. Like,
not words.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to do all this extra shit. You dirty macking.
That's dirty macking.
That's dirty macking, bro. Like, that shit is lame to me, bro. Like, Marvin Room ass niggas, bro. Like,
standing on another nigga's shoulders, bro.
Yo, bro, like, you don't have to violate another man just for the girl to see you, bro. Because she's not reading your comment. Like, oh, this nigga is aware of self. This nigga's emotionally intelligent. I think I'ma slide in his DM today. She's not doing that. She didn't even read your comment, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
These are the kind of guys that don't, that hate women. They grew up in, what was it? What was it she said? We grew up in houses that were
we grew up in broken homes.
Tough.
I'm like, yo, bro,
what is
first
that?
Of all,
what are you doing? Way so deep.
So a lot of the comments from women call us gay.
Yeah, mad rainbows.
Said we don't like women. We don't like the women that we're with.
They said date people that you like. I don't know how many times I saw that damn
comment. About the time. As a woman,
put that on the
put that on a T.
As a woman who watched the clip, I want to hear your thoughts.
I think you got thoughts.
I mean, I understand where they was coming from, the comments. Like, in general, I feel like a lot of niggas do be talking out their ass and they do be, like, niggas do hate their girls. Like, yeah. Niggas will be, like, love women and love to be with women, but not like women, not respect women. But I don't want to be a pick me, y'all, but like I understand what y'all saying. Like, if that's the relationship you have with your woman, and like, you know, you just, that's how it go for y'all. For some reason, all three of y'all have that same experience. I can't co-sign that. You know what I'm saying? But that's just me. If that's how y'all should go, I can't. You know what I'm saying? And if, you know, as long as y'all, I mean, I know y'all seem to be like stand up niggas, like good people, respect the y'all ladies. So, you know, I can't hate on if y'all have a 4 day trip and that's it. Like, that's it. I guess.
If you heard it from your man. If you heard those words come out of your man's mouth,
nah, he would never say that.
So you might. A man
that's
would
not
never
for
say
me.
That.
That's
would
not
never
for
say
me.
It to you.
He would
you
never.
Nah. Pause. Time out. Because that's just not. I would never be with a nigga personally.
You would never.
That can't. No. Stop it. I rebuke that. I would never be with a nigga that is really can't be around me. If we in a foreign, because we going there to relax. So it's like, bro, we don't have to do jet skiing every day, whatever the case may be. But it's like just being around you to do, like, you know what I'm saying? Being in your presence is enough for me. So I want my partner to feel that.
That's rare.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. But like for a nigga to come, yo, I'm ready. If I catch a nigga on the phone, bro, I'm ready to go home.
Nah,
I'm jumping off the balcony.
You know what I'm saying? Like
that's the type of conversation that would be had only amongst us. Like, yeah,
but
y'all just have to be a fly on the wall that day.
That hurts. Hey, that hurts because I'm not going to feel that way.
It only, right,
I'm not going to feel that way.
You don't have to.
I need it to be reciprocated.
You know
reciprocated.
Be like, yo, like, I know these stupid niggas. Like, you exactly. Know what I'm saying? Like,
you know we
like, yo, I just like, said, like, my shorty, we got a trip booked for 6 days.
That's what I'm saying. Right here. Like,
yo, all I'm saying is like, the sweet spot is 4 days. 3 nights.
That's a fact. That's
before
a fact.
It starts getting like, oh my God. Like, you know,
we've been out the country 8 days, 7 days, whatever it is.
All of this.
It's cool.
And I've had fun the whole time.
I want to make it clear that.
But I could have left after that 4th day. Like, you know what?
I'm good.
I'm not cooking. I'm just saying I'm gonna make it clear that Lingy's never lived with her significant.
Not too much. How you gonna assume that? We damn near lived together.
Damn near.
My nigga, like, I was there every day.
That's another
Every day. Why would I split a bill?
I'm just saying, y'all didn't have no
bills. I used to buy dinner sometimes.
No, but that's not what it's about.
It's like, yo, y'all don't got
money. You could go home.
Sweat equity in this. And clean.
There's no sweat equity in this.
There's no damn near
his laundry. And he bringing it up the stairs and shit like
that. If you still got a hold in your fart.
Okay.
All that, y'all didn't live together.
You got to consider that. Y'all already together 24 hours. I mean, at least 7 days a week.
Exactly. Bro, me and my lady share 2 kids. Like, yo, she's like, yo, bro, come on, son. We do a lot together. We have businesses together.
Everything.
Bro, come on, son.
My girl's my emergency contact.
Yeah, she's my, yo, bro, I got ice next to her name in my phone. That ass, I really do.
Like, you know what I'm saying? My emergency contact.
Like, what you bro, mean? Like, I don't know what to say to niggas, bro. Like, niggas is upset. Like,
what it is, I think we just got grouped into the kind of niggas they were talking about because they do exist. We've cooked them.
Yeah,
we cooked them. We cooked the young niggas for having videos full of men. Like, yo, what happened to the joints?
No,
so I understand that.
I also know that it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
That too. Like, you know, that too.
So like, if I would have said it in the left, you know, like I remember in high school, I got in trouble for calling a girl a whore, and my man called her promiscuous. She was like, oh, he's so nice. Like,
I'm like Julian Roberts. Robinson, pretty boy. Yeah, like,
bro, he called you the same shit as me, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Still a whore. Still a whore, bitch.
Like, whatever, bro, but I get it, bro. That's
really it is in the game. We appreciate the traffic, though.
Yeah, oh. Definitely dope. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
I definitely had a few interactions that was pretty cool. Like, some people tagged one person
what?
Tagged their boyfriend.
Oh yes.
One person tagged their boyfriend.
That was brave.
That was dope. And that was a cool interaction. Like, no one else did that. And it's like a lot of the comments came from like the same page, like the same looking people. Yep.
Like, you know, that's all I'm gonna say.
I ain't gonna go in like, yo, listen, bro. I appreciate all the love, even if it was disguised as hate. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was dope. It was a dope experience. It was my first viral clip. It was sick.
So, we hype about it.
So, as veterans of the game, how do y'all feel about the 90-day rule?
The 90-day rule? I'll let Lee start off. You take off on this first.
That's my nigga.
Let's just have somebody. What is the 90-day rule?
That's when we know how you feel about it. Like,
for context, for the audience.
You withhold sex for 90 days
so
you could get to know the person that you're dating.
Oh, I do like 1,000 days. Huh? Real shit, yeah.
On purpose?
Yeah. All right. No, I can't be, first of all, I'm just being facetious, but like, you know, I can't just be, you know what I'm saying? Cause like, you know, I be getting hurt, you know, like.
You be getting hurt?
What? I mean, I have gotten hurt, like not too much. All right. But I just feel like as a woman, y'all gotta protect the cookie, bro. Cause when the cookie crumble, bro, and the nigga walk away, bro, that's just you. And you just have to put the pieces back together.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
No, that's real shit. That's real shit. Like, sex for a woman is way different, bro. So it's like,
you can't
just be out here fucking, and then niggas get to walk around like, yo, I hit that. Do you really want to go to sleep at night thinking that's my worst fear? That's my biggest.
Niggas saying he hit that as
bro,
his worst fear.
That's bro, cause I know how niggas be, and I'm just bro. Not
anybody
me.
His son.
Not me. And like, no shade to that. Like, I ain't hating on, you know, I'm sex positive for everybody else, but for me, it's like I gotta be real careful, cause you know I'm an overthinker and I'm emotional and I get crazy, and it seems, and I'm just trying to be safe. 100%.
Okay.
That's my body, bro. Sex is so vulnerable for women, bro. Like, you be sitting there, your butt in the air. Like, nah, like, that's crazy. Niggas be doing all types. Yo, I don't, you know? Like, that's, yo.
If you do all types of shit to a girl, and then it's like, you don't even know
her. That's what I'm saying.
But I've also got to the point. I also was at a point in my life when I retired with, like, you know, at
what that, you retire from?
I'm saying, when I was outside, I had grew to the point where like joints was treating us like hoes too. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, ghosting niggas and not doing all type of off the wall shit.
You had to put in your own 90-day rule.
I had to put it in.
How about to keep treating me like a 90-day rule?
Hell no.
I got a test drive. I got a test drive before I buy
one. 90-day rule is some movie shit. That's not real life, bro. Like, if you're an adult, all right, this is how I see the 90-day rule going. First of all, if you're a young person, you're never implementing the 90-day rule.
Yeah.
That's number one. Because you're just too high in the pants. Like, it's quiet. As a man,
it's high in the pants.
It's quiet. It's quiet. It's quiet. And then adults do that night, not do it, but like, I feel like the most people that would do the 90-day rule are adults who've been in like shitty relationships and are like trying to find the one now. Like that 90 day rule shit, it does not work. Like, we too grown to be talking about some 90 days. Why would I wait for you 90 days? I'ma wait 90 days to test drive a car. Like, that's not even feasible. That's not
it. Feeling is, yo, if a nigga is waiting 90 days comfortably, because he's sucking somebody, yo.
Is that not the expectation?
I mean, I didn't want to go off on bro code.
So I'm supposed to go on a 90-day celibacy because you chose not to give it up. Please. And I don't even go with you.
Right. I don't agree with that.
There's nothing to agree with. That's just not feasible. Like,
I would never do. If I did follow your 90-day rule, yeah, I was like, definitely killing.
So it's the only way I can stay. So y'all think there's no hope for me? like y'all say, I should just start wilding out. Like,
no, it's not hope for you. It's just 90 days is stupid. Like 90 days. Like, first of all, I always
make you the 2 day thing.
Two dates?
Two dates.
Bro, I forget a nigga name after the first date.
See what I'm saying?
That's not enough.
You're the problem.
Yeah. No! Stop it. I'm just saying, like, you can't really know somebody. I feel like I didn't even want to tell y'all my time frame.
No, we do.
My shit is kind of crazy. Nah.
I really want to know.
Nah, I feel like, all right. Couple months, like for real, like no four, way,
4 months.
Honestly, it used to be a year. I've been.
So let me ask you slowly. So if you tell a nigga, like you actually tell a nigga 4 months, you tell a nigga 4 months,
like yo, you gotta put 4 months.
And if niggas stay, they stay. If they don't, you know, because I'm not about to waste his time. I don't want my time to be wasted either.
What if he wait the 4 months, kill, and dub you still?
Then I go up 5 months.
That's worse. Now you're
fucking
it up.
Nah.
That's why I hurt so much.
But that's on him. That's not on me.
He doesn't care anymore.
How is that on me?
One time fine with me.
But if he do something and he dub me, then he's dubbing me, I ain't do nothing to provoke that. I'm a real ass bitch.
It's so many ways around a 90-day rule, though.
There's so much clarity after y'all get the sex out the way.
It's so clarity. What if this shit is trash?
Yeah. He might not even like you after that. Oh, you might not like him.
I know y'all not talking about me.
That's why she never had good head.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It goes right back to that.
I know y'all not cooking me right now.
No, we're not cooking at all. I'm just saying to you.
We respond together.
We're telling you.
Y'all, they trying to make it seem like because I'm careful with my body and what I do with my body.
As you should be.
Not like now it's as I should be.
You should be getting tested.
Because I want to wait.
You're not careful with your body. You're careful with your heart.
It's just heavy. That's it.
For y'all.
100%.
Lord, please let me find somebody that really gonna match my energy.
4 months is a lot.
Good luck. Especially.
Good luck. Bro, support me. Like, you a hater. You didn't mean that in the nice way, though.
That's like, I wonder how long Russell Wilson waited.
Russell Wilson is still waiting.
Yeah, right.
I said it. He'll wait right now.
He is.
If she turns off
pregnant right now.
They're like, nine
kids. Right.
But they probably waited to the
wedding. Shout out to my son.
They waited. They definitely waited.
I don't see my son waiting.
And then
I think it's also worth 300 M.
I don't give a fuck. He's like, he's looked like a boring ass person to be around.
I don't think so. I just think he just don't like fuck with him. I just think, yeah.
You feel like you could be friends with him?
In high school, no. Now,
oh, today.
Yeah, today.
Nah, he would blow mine.
Yeah, I think so. I think he'd be so cool. Like,
Russell Wilson?
I think he'd be like, yo, you want to go to like a
cigar bar.
Cigar bar or like a pickleball conference.
What y'all gonna talk about? Like, what's the conversation? Jesus? God?
I don't know. I don't really know, son.
Oh, that's the problem.
I'm saying, I don't know, son.
What I know from him, he just seemed boring.
I don't know, nigga. Maybe I feel like the nigga look cool. Like, I don't know.
Nobody ever said that about
nigga look cool is crazy.
Ever said that?
That nigga look cool.
My son got a buzz cut as a black man in his world. What's wrong with him?
Not too much.
He got the dark season.
No, he don't have no season. He got no shape up, nothing.
That's not true, bro. I just saw the nigga the other day. My son is, yo, he got on my son Mike Tomlin.
My son cut his
nigga of niggas. Two hip hop.
He gets scissor haircuts.
Mr. Hip Hop.
You know what I'm saying? Scissor haircuts, bro.
You go to Supercut?
Yeah.
Shout out to my son.
You get a dog cut.
I can't shit on myself, bro.
And his girlfriend was white. Like, trash white.
He went to Wisconsin. Like, come on.
No, that wasn't based on location.
I feel you on that. I'm just saying, like, it's no shocker that he had a white
trash white. Hey, but he got rid of her for Ciara.
No, not for Ciara.
Not for Ciara.
Yo, listen, bro. He got Ciara now.
You think she's
You don't, nigga?
I never thought she was fire, ever.
Oh, you thought she was a hermaphrodite.
Niggas was?
You thought
I never thought she was high.
This might have been before your time, but that was
I know they were saying that, and they said that about everyone. They said that about Lady Gaga. They say that, but you know,
about Lady Gaga?
We don't co-sign that. We don't. Yeah, they said that. We don't co-sign that.
Definitely a thing at that time.
We don't co-sign that.
But I never thought Ciara was bad. Like never.
Yeah, I didn't think so too, but I respected it when people did.
That's crazy.
Ciara's eye.
I mean, personally, I'm Kelly Rowland, but
I never really fucked with
it. She's no Princess Love, but
don't repeat that.
I'm gonna let it go. Honestly, I said it.
I just want to
repeat that.
Yeah, I like cousins, right? You and Princess Love?
Yeah.
What?
They like cousins. They like the same shit.
Fuck no.
They come from the same tree, Jamaican and.
I don't know. I don't know.
In Asian.
Oh shit. I guess we cousins. Shout out cousins, bro.
You know Princess Love? Ray J's wife. Are they married?
They divorced.
Now they divorced.
Oh, whatever.
Whatever. It's crazy.
She's a mean poker player.
But can Spanish niggas say, are they excessively using nigga? Are we trying to draw a line?
I use nigga all my life.
Nah, this is,
I'm Dominican. Yeah, I use nigga like, all my life.
Let me say this. Black.
Yeah.
Huh?
Are you black to me?
Like I'm dark skinned, you saying? Like I have brown skin?
Like you're a black person.
Yeah.
As in I have black, brown skin?
You're like closer to the fence.
Bro, you know, you're black.
I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to say to real life.
There are black Dominican people, there are white Dominican people.
In terms of skin color.
Dominican
in terms of skin color?
See, first of all, I don't
skin
even
color
think
and like,
pertains to
cause him. I hate white skin.
The reason this even came up is because like, I be seeing niggas saying like they want to stop Fat Joe from saying it.
Yeah.
I've never once thought that ever in my life.
And it's like, how did, like, first of all, how the fuck dare you niggas? Like, yo, Fat Joe, like,
Fat Joe?
Yo, son, like, listen, bro, he might be over the top or whatever now in his older age.
That nigga said, every bar ever yo, bro, is a lie.
Yo, like, Fat Joe is really, yo, son, when I was growing up, uptown, yeah, that nigga was really him, bro.
That's a fact.
Like, yeah, he was really, he still is really him, but he was a different type of nigga.
The only time I flinch about it is Mexico.
What?
I don't know why. I can't explain
why.
Because a nigga like 6'9"?
I can't explain it.
Nah, even 6'9". I never thought that about 6'9". Like, you can't say
that. Most people didn't think that.
I did. I was like, yo, this nigga has rainbow head. Like I was like, yo, why is he so like,
yeah,
easy with it? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I kind of was familiar with him.
I never really got offended with it. Unless you, mm-hmm, like, you knew the niggas who couldn't say it.
Yes, exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. It didn't have to do with
growing up in New York, like, all the Spanish niggas were saying it my whole life.
I grew up with one white nigga who used to say nigga.
Yeah,
now that I think about it.
Black too, Whitey.
That was
his name was Whitey.
Hey, y'all let that rock?
But now that I'm
a little disappointed.
Y'all let that, yeah.
It never crossed my mind because
he already had that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I always knew him as this hood. First of all,
that's New York.
He was the first white nigga with his ears pierced. Like, he was hooping. It was never like, he just was one of us. So he was saying nigga.
Oh,
like,
oh, no.
I thought of it. I never thought of it.
Oh, Pierce. No.
Pierce. Bust niggas
and Whitey.
He might be. I don't
even know. See you, niggas.
Yo,
that's a fact.
That's a fact. Nah, that's some New York shit. In Philly, nobody else say the N word.
Anyway.
Nobody else. I mean, Cambodian niggas used to say it.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, in South Philly, it's South Philly.
She said Cambodian niggas. Like,
no, because, like, you know, they be thinking they black, but, like, you know, in recent years.
African,
recent,
though.
Hear me out. In recent years.
Oh, no, Cambodian?
Nah, I just.
Yes.
But they Dutch, they like brown skin, they like black Asian. Listen,
I don't
agree with
it. Break dancing Asian niggas?
Just don't do it.
They can't say nigga. They got to, bro. They got to.
No.
1,000%.
Stop.
They wear the Dior's and shit.
Don't do it.
The D&G shits.
I just saw a nigga wait outside for G Herbo the other day in a Pell. Asian nigga.
In a Pell. Seen that.
Bro, I'm like, he
says. So you think he can say nigga?
No, I know he does.
But you think he should?
I don't think he should. I'm just saying I know he does.
Oh, right.
No nigga that can purchase. You can't purchase a Pell and not say it comes
so
with.
So Asian niggas, wow. Asian niggas shouldn't.
Let me get that nigga.
But Dominican niggas, Mexican niggas.
We're not saying anybody should. We say it's okay.
Okay, so talk about it.
We're just talking about
so
it.
How you feel? How
I'm
you
saying,
feel?
Like, I saw a nigga on the internet say, are you checking Fat Joe if he say it to you?
Never. Said, not because I'm pussy. Just, I don't feel no type of way. That's my son.
like
you from uptown. It's quiet. Like,
nah, anybody from uptown, I don't really.
That shit wouldn't even fit. It wouldn't even cross my mind.
Yeah, it wouldn't even cross your mind. And I seen the niggas say it in Spanish. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're like Negro. Or,
yeah, but I think. I think
Negro was my crazy.
Knee. What's the shit? My knee?
My knee.
My knee.
Yeah, my knee.
Yeah, like they say shit like that. Like, they that's just.
What did you just say?
Yeah, I said my nigga in Spanish.
That means that's.
It's like short. It's kind of used like the same way.
Oh, it's not a Spanish word. They just shortened my name.
First of all, it's no such thing as Spanish or town. They niggas speak Dykeman. They speak Spanish. Like, I don't know what the fuck they speak. Like, I understand everything they say uptown. And I don't speak Spanish. I think
the conversation started about that because white people. Spanish people do be on some racist shit, like super racist shit against black people. Mm. Even though they're black, like they could look like me, they could be darker than me. They will call you N-word to the death as disrespect.
Yeah, yeah.
I know black. I know black.
Yeah, but if you're from uptown, you know the difference in the nigga. Like, you know the difference.
Yeah.
Like, but a Jew would look at Chris and you'd be like, yo, he's gay. Like, off rip.
That's a fact.
Like, you would look at him. But then you see the ones in the Diesels. You know, the shit with the real tight polos.
Team Jordans.
Team Jordans. Like, you know them niggas. It's not one of us. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I grew up with both types. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Roshis and shit.
Yeah, like. Yo, work at T-Mobile.
Yo, what?
Work at T-Mobile.
Mad muscles.
Like this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
crazy.
Or a barber. They either a barber.
That's a fact.
Or they work at T-Mobile.
They don't say nigga. They the most racist kind of Spanish people.
A lot of them be racist.
Mad racist though.
Yeah, for sure.
Mad racist. But if you come around on some chill shit, they'll act like they fuck with you.
I think black people could be racist. Because I see a lot of white people calling us racist now.
Black people be shitting on black people.
I think anybody can be
racist. Yeah, that's a
fact. I don't think so.
I've heard the opinion that black people can't be racist.
Go ahead, finish.
I don't think how the fuck are we gonna be racist?
I kind of get that
argument. This all started because y'all
like, we're using racist wrong though.
They could be like prejudiced. Correct.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it?
Everybody's a little prejudiced.
Based on race?
Yeah. Bro, you can have racial bias.
Think about road rage. When somebody gets you mad on the road, the first thing you reference is their race. You Chinese motherfucker. Like, yo, immediately. Like, you start violating.
So
like,
that's not racist?
Yeah, that's New York though. But that's New York though. That's the best part of New York though.
Oh.
All that type of shit used to fly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit used to. Yo, bro, you call me a nigga, I call you a snake.
Like,
yeah, bro. That's true. And fuck you.
And keep it moving.
Lingy doesn't think black people can be racist.
No.
Racism?
Because racism is a system. You know what I'm saying?
You need power to do that.
Correct.
Systematic racism is
definition of racism.
Like, racism is not like, oh, I don't like you.
Yes.
So
it is.
Like,
it is.
So we gotta Google this?
Google it.
I think it has to have some action behind it.
100%.
Racism has to have action.
You can't just be like, oh, I hate black people.
All right.
Then that's it.
What about that? As a black person, I'm not serving any Mexicans.
That's racist. That's a racist.
Black race. You'd be racist.
And power, though. System,
you need power to be racist. Something.
You want black people to be racist so bad, bro?
No, I just think anybody can be racist. And like Asian, black, Indian.
I don't think I could be
white.
Okay, I mean, when you get specific about it, I guess in some rare situations, but for the most part, black people can't be racist.
Racism per the internet.
Towards other black people.
Whose internet though? The white man's internet? Whose internet?
That's a great question. That's
like, is this Webster?
Webster.
It says prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism by individual, community, or institution against a person.
Individual.
Yeah, power, nigga.
So their membership. Yo, this is like so wordy.
But that's the real shit.
Yeah, because a white person wrote it. They're trying to find a loophole. Nigga, Webster don't. I think it'll lie.
According to Webster, you can say nigga.
The more words you put, the more webby you get.
So who are the top five battle rappers
right now? Or all
time? No, man. No, I'm not.
All time.
Like, I'm not as tuned in right now. Yeah. We was just having this conversation offline about battle rap. I was just asking him if you fuck with battle rap, because I made a reference and we was talking. And so we was like, yo, let's just make a list for the pod. And we both come up with our all-time list.
I didn't make one either,
but I got them off the top of my head.
Yeah, I got them off the top of my head. Bro, are we doing like a Mount Rushmore?
Let's go five. We can go five. Right. Mount Rushmore is four.
Who your number one?
See, I don't know order. Like that.
All right, go here first.
Are we going favorites, or are we going like who you think is the best?
Not favorites. The fuck?
Favorites, all right.
All right.
I got to put Lux in mine. I got to.
All right, that's cool. Lux. I'm not putting Lux in mine.
Fastest way to what at all?
Fastest
way to Harlem is the A train? Come on, son.
First of all, You stole that from Head Ice.
Ice, nigga.
Ice. That's my nigga, boy. Like, nah, but
Ice. That's a fact.
First of all,
but I got a sleeper in mind too.
Yeah, I got a few sleeping. My number one is Mook. Clears too. Like,
no. He fucked his name up.
How?
He had way too many bad battles.
No. He had a lot of biased battles. He was on a lot of niggas' blocks, nigga. Like,
No. I'm not those. I'm talking about after he was already established and
okay. I mean, I really
late after forward. That, he had very bad battles, and I'm like, yo, bro,
you got one.
Easy to block, Captain.
Oh, all right.
I'm fucking easy.
Philly, you know what I'm saying? Philly in the building, you know what I'm saying? Not too much.
You got a reference.
You know what I'm saying?
I like Easy.
I fuck with Easy, but he took Papoose girl, so
he looked like Papoose.
He do? I don't
think. Is that a bad thing to say? I feel like he looked like the nigga.
Yo, what you think? Can we just go off topic real quick? That's crazy.
I'm not gonna put that on Remy.
Remy and
Pat? Yo, son, let me say this, man.
They all broken up though, right?
I think they all broken. I don't know, but I feel like. Let me say this.
And they ain't disputing no rumors either.
I was, me and my mom was having this conversation because she was like through with Remy. But I was saying like, yo.
Because of that?
Yeah, but I was saying like.
Oh, y'all gonna be in tune.
My mom
was she locked in.
Like, Easy and Remy, Pat.
Love hip hop though. Remy don't love hip hop.
Oh, I ain't
Remy's don't love hip hop?
She was with Pep. Black Love.
Oh, yeah, but that was a minute ago.
But that's how she know them. I feel like with Remy, she kind of not trapped in with Pep, but I feel like when she got jammed up, he was there. Like when she got locked up, he was there. Okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was fucking with the nigga. So like, they were just dating or they was chilling.
I mean, yeah, it hadn't been that long.
You feel me? So when she got jammed up, he stayed. He held it down. He rocked out with her.
The whole bit.
No,
granted, before she went in, they wasn't together that long.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
they were publicly.
But listen,
together.
Hold on. Listen to my theory. So when she got locked up, he did the bid with her. No one is gonna tell a person, don't hold me down.
Hold on.
No one's gonna say that. I'm just saying that.
You can't just speed past. Did the bid with her? Like,
no, I'm not saying. Yo, listen, bro. If you do
you
a
do
bid,
a year.
Yo, listen.
Bid.
If you do a bid with a person,
okay.
You're the bigger person.
100%.
Like,
he wasn't. Celibate in this time though. It wasn't hard for him.
Do you know that?
People believe that.
Do you know that? Did that's he say that? I don't know what he was like, he was Black Love.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know that.
That's what he
I would hope he wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
For his sake.
For his sake.
See, y'all some evil niggas.
No, I'm not evil. I'm just saying, yo, listen.
I wouldn't no man to sit on his
and no woman evil. I don't think no woman.
I don't believe that.
You gonna do a whole bid with a nigga? You think this
that's crazy.
Bro, listen, that lady's gonna step out.
That's why women be hurt, because that's unrealistic expectations. That's crazy.
But I think both ways though.
Niggas
be crashing out in jail because their girl is.
I'm with you.
Come on, you're you know what I'm saying? But listen,
just ask her not to let you find out about it.
But listen, so
that's all you can do, bro.
So my facts.
For me, facts. As long as I don't know, I can think all day, bro. I can, you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't matter. I'm still being my shit to these IG bitches. Like,
but no. My theory, hold on. So let me finish.
The theory was that
I feel like Sun did the bid with her. So she kind of like felt obligated to the nigga, like, yo, like this nigga really.
Should she not?
It's your choice, bro. It's really your choice.
He gets every opportunity to fuck up after that.
Cool, that's fine. We actually don't know what the nigga did or not did. You know what I'm saying?
I know what he did. I know he stayed the whole time. All
right, let me tell my fucking theory. So the nigga did his, he did the bid. She felt like, she felt like the nigga was obligated. She was obligated to the nigga. So like when she came out, she had to go like Black Love. And then he was kind of pouring it on thick. Like all, like he was like
the locker room.
He was like a 10 day vacation nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, he was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was the nigga that every girl wants. And then when she gets, she don't want the nigga no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love Pap. I thought Pap was a really good nigga. I really like Sir Steve's and all. I just thought he was pouring it on a very thick, you know what I'm saying? Like molasses. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, Remy's from the Bronx. She's from uptown, bro. Like, that's just not their wire. That's not how they're wired, bro. It don't have nothing to do with, oh, she's a hood bitch or this or none of that. It's just
too much.
It's just too much for them, bro. It's just too fucking much, bro. That's all I'm saying. Like, and I just felt like she was like, yo, bro, I'm done with this shit. She just woke up one day like, yo, this is a lot, bro. This is a fucking lot.
Damn, she landed on Easy though. That's crazy.
She landed on a nigga that looked just like Pat, but he gonna treat her like a Bronx bitch. Like,
she met the nigga at work though. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Damn.
So. But that's how I felt. Like, I just felt like it was a lot. Like, I just felt like it was a lot.
Was it ever proven to be true that they was together or whatever?
They never denied it. All the battle rap niggas be violating.
Yeah. What's the nigga with the braids from LA? Crip nigga?
Geechee Gotti. He's in my top 10.
Yeah, he's not in my top 5.
Not yet. He don't got enough skin in the game.
Oh, Solo's in my top 5. You know Solo?
Go ahead.
He's from Jersey, I think.
Oh, good one.
That nigga got bars. Oh, Solo's my guy.
My next nigga is Goods.
Yeah, Goods. I fuck with Goods. Who won that?
The Slick
Goods or Ice?
Ice.
Ice. Stanky.
Ice. Ice is my favorite nigga, though.
Yeah, I know. I can watch that Ice all day.
He just all day. It's not like you call me pussy or nothing. Like,
I'm not trying to push you or something.
That's my nigga. Ice.
Nigga, I control everything. I.C.E. Harlem is in the fucking building.
That was my nigga.
That Ice. Who else I fuck with? I fuck with John John. I don't know if you know John John.
John John's a good one.
You fuck with John John?
He's not in my top 5, though.
Nah, I don't think he's in my top 5, but he's definitely one of my favorites. I would say
K-Shine.
I'm not a huge fan of K-Shine.
Oh, that's my nigga.
I gotta say T-Rex. I fuck with T-Rex more than K-Shine.
First of all, he annihilated that nigga.
Whole lot annihilated.
K-Shine annihilated Rex. Rex is a legend.
That's what I'm saying. As he should, though. It was time for that. I respect it. K-Shine is one of them young
niggas. What's my son?
Vicious.
All you clap was a backboard. What's my son? The ball.
And the only thing you ever clap was a backboard. That's Mook, though.
No, that wasn't Mook. It was
Oh, Hollow's in my top 5 for sure.
Hollow Dawn?
For sure. For 100%, sure.
1,000%.
No, what's my ever clap was that Sirius Jones.
That nigga is a legend, bro.
Yeah, man, he be freestyling too much, so he's hit or miss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he really actually freestyle. He goes crazy. Actually freestyle.
Nah, I fuck with my son, though. That ass. That's my dog.
Who else we got? I fuck with Hollow.
Reed Dollars?
I don't fuck with Reed
Dollars. Nigga.
I used to fuck with Reed Dollars.
Kensington.
Shout out Kensington.
Yo, I just saw they be doing a 20v1 on Kensington now.
They what?
I don't know nothing about that.
20 all J's? All J's.
All J's. That shit crazy. I got a question.
Niggas is doing a 20v1 all fiends.
I got a question. Crazy. Do y'all think in battle rap, like, it's better? Like, do you respect a rapper more if they do it off the top? Or is it like.
No. Not come off the top.
I already
get. You
don't think niggas can't do that?
Not no more. No. Know why? Because niggas is paying to go see these battles. It's a problem. Don't be coming with no fucking freestyle, my nigga. I will be so.
Charlie Clips.
All right, fine. I don't like him. I'm not a fan.
But I love Charlie because he'll take your ball that you just said and flip it in mid battle. He goes crazy.
He rap only one way. That's why I don't like him. His battles sound the same. Like, I don't like that shit.
I like Charlie
Clips. He'll be like in the kitchen with the cabinet. And I'm like, all right.
Bro. What?
like the scheme be the whole kitchen, like the cabinet, the fridge. Yo, what?
Leave that's creativity. Like, what you
it's
mean?
Definitely it's skills.
That's
not always. Okay. Okay. With the, it's good with, one, with two times.
Yeah. Slip on the top
and
blow. Like,
and cook him a meal while I'm back.
Like,
damn.
My pops is a rat, but my mom's wasn't.
Yes.
That's how you go. But he goes hard, though. That's my nigga.
Nah, he's fire. That's why you're wound up.
For sure. Yeah, you wrap it up.
Oh, what about Conceited? Slow it down. No. I just dished you.
No. I ain't really like
that. Oh my God.
I wasn't going for that. He could rap though. See, just because you could rap don't mean you could battle. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta have swag. You gotta have
all that.
Shit.
He wasn't.
What about Hitman?
Hitman Holler, he's more of a wild now nigga.
Hitman Holler was, but he wasn't. Battling. I never thought he wasn't the toughest nigga on his team.
I didn't.
A-Verb.
Yeah, A-Verb. I fuck with A-Verb. I still fuck with you. You got anybody else?
Not too much. Me.
You a battle rap? Oh, you.
Yo, what's up? Rapper. Like, yo, what's
she's
up?
Dead freestyle.
Yo.
You got something?
Go ahead.
I said, yo.
Check me. Off the top like a wave cat.
Mm.
That's all I got.
What else?
That's all I got.
What?
That's all I got. No.
Out of here.
That is the
least.
Why y'all gotta do it? Why can't y'all just, you know?
Cut.
Y'all don't believe in me?
We did. We cut the beat off. Cut the beat off.
All right, so I could come up with some written?
You just was asking us if it was freestyle versus written. What you
because I had to ask if y'all gonna respect me if I come with a written. But I think that's corny.
Nah, that's not corny. Freestyle is corny. But yo, I think you was gonna entertain us with this bullshit.
Yeah, like, I was gonna like do that. Oh, yo, my fault, my fault. Y'all got real bars?
Personally, I'm saying in general.
What was your summer? Like, what was your, this is off topic. This, like, remember the time when you first learned how to talk to girls? Like, what was like your experience? Like, who taught you? Like, who little bro'd you?
I don't lie. My teacher was trial and error.
Teacher? I thought you were saying your teacher taught.
Trial and error. That's how I learned. Like,
taught you what? Like, how to talk to girls.
I had to get comfortable getting
Your first summer, like, on a road, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how you like, got it
was into now it. Getting confident like, enough it was to like, talk to
you
girls.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a few teachers, though. I had a few niggas. Like, I had this cousin in Atlanta. I swear, this nigga used to wear thong sandals.
Hey.
He used to wear...
Spanish?
Nah, he used to wear, you know, the hair clip, like he had hair like this. He had, you know that hair clip shit that put your hair back like this?
Oh, yes.
He used to wear linen shirts. He used to wear linen shirts and linen pants, thong sandals, right?
At what age?
He was a lot older niggas. He was in Atlanta. And I remember.
You might have been
sweet. Yo, his whole thing was niggas used to call him gay.
Like, I just said that.
And nigga was,
he might have been sweet.
Yo, bro, he was busting everything. He was killing everything out there, bro. And I remember he was like, yo, bro, all these niggas think I'm gay. They all scared to talk to bitches. He's like, he used to be like, yo, in Atlanta, it's 12 to 1, bro. He was like, it's 12 women to 1 man, bro. All you got to say is, ha. Yo, bro, he's from Jersey. This is 2000. This is like,
he was going crazy.
Yo, bro, this is like 2003, 2005, bro.
He was
going crazy, son. Now, yo, bro, I never forget. Like, he was like, yo, bro, all you gotta have is confidence.
That's such a fact.
He's like, I don't give a fuck.
That's what I got on. Traveling out, like, I used to have to get comfortable with getting rejected. Like, you talk to a girl, whatever, she's not fucking with you. You just gotta sit in that. It's like, yeah, what I'm gonna do next time.
It's a numbers game, especially in New York. You're never gonna see the same bitch twice. Like, you, like,
this is the deal. First of all, you know what I learned though? What made this shit
and
so
if you
dope
do,
to
it's
me?
It's meant to be.
You know what made New York so dope to me growing up?
Whoa.
This is the ill nigga capital of the world, right? So every corner got another ill nigga, got another ill person, got another ill something. Like, everything is so ill here.
I learned that later in life.
So, like, for me, it was like, yo, bro, like, if you compare yourself to this nigga, that nigga, this nigga, yo, bro, you never gonna win here.
Yeah.
You're never gonna win here.
Always gonna
find a
nigga. Just be you, nigga. Just be you. Yeah. Like it's gonna be a bunch of joints that's gonna fuck with you, bro. Like, it's gonna be a bunch of them. Like,
and it's gonna be ones that don't. And that's
it. Yeah, no, that's right, bro. Like, yo, like, if you shoot at 20 joints in a day, you should get like six.
And that's high. If three fuck with you, four fuck with you, you had a good day, bro.
That's a win. A win is a win.
And if you fuck one out of the 20,
oh,
nigga, that's a win.
Like, you won the whole thing.
That's
shit. Like,
what's the drink from the wood? That was your.
What's her name?
Keisha?
Keisha.
That was your
fact. That's the fact.
Come on.
Why all the good popping girls?
Alicia. I think it was Alicia.
Was it Keisha? Oh, no, that's Belly. I'm bugging.
Keisha was Belly.
It was Belly.
Well, yeah, it's not for sure.
What's the key to bagging you, Lingy?
To bagging me? Just gotta be a nice guy.
Be a swell guy?
Nah, like, you know, yeah. You just gotta, like, yeah.
You
I
like
mean,
nerds or you like hood dudes?
I like whoever. Like, I really like don't have a type. Like, what Ray Sherman say?
That's dope.
Ray Sherman say, I don't got no type. I felt that.
You got a better chance if you
all right,
you
tight, but like, what's some tricks that...
You just have to be respectful.
Funny, are you all the funny y'all need?
I would like a man to be funny, but I have carried relationships and been funny. Like, I've carried the funny. You know what I'm saying? I just want a nigga to have...
said I've carried the funny.
I've carried the funny. That shit is, you know, it gets tired.
Turn to ass.
That shit get hard sometimes, but... Nah, I think I just really like... people, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just gotta fuck with you. It don't matter who you are, what you came from.
They don't just lie.
No, I've talked to whack, what y'all consider whack, like corny niggas.
No, this is your opinion. You consider niggas whack.
Like, niggas who like aren't like can't
they're
dress.
Not popular.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas who like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, who don't
that's
wear
right.
The coolest
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I don't really
but
care
those
about
be the
that.
Niggas that be spinning a bag on the joints.
I don't.
They go all out for their ladies. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't be mad at a joint if she talk to that nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You
like,
know what's saying, right?
For sure. I know a nigga, like, I know a nigga, he was like a real estate agent. I don't know where he at now, but he was like a real estate agent. So, like, all his bitches was super bad because he was helping them buy cribs.
Yeah.
And he was busting their ass. That was fire. Like,
yo, it sounds fire the way you saying it.
Nah,
that's how he's bad the bitches.
That's fire, nigga. That's fire. That's an ill gig, nigga. Like,
it was not fire.
I'm not doing that, but that's fire.
I'm not jacking.
Okay.
Hey, I'm jacking. You're not jacking that?
That's not jacking.
That's a great scheme.
Yeah, you hate it.
Yo, he's getting you a house, and then he's bringing you the shit.
Wait, it was still not money.
Let's crack the house open.
Yeah, why?
I'm talking about as a nigga, I don't respect.
That's competition?
No, hell no.
So what's the tea?
I don't talk about that. I'm just saying, you got to use your it's like niggas that be like when you're trying to bag a bitch or whatever, and he got, let's say, 50,000 followers. Immediately, you know something. Yo, take my Instagram. Like a nigga saying, take my Instagram, just so you can see I got. That's what
not
the
same.
Yes, it is. He's using his
profession. It's the same. It's the same. But a win is a win.
No, this nigga created generational wealth.
He does.
Yes. he put you in a better position in life. He elevated you. Look,
I don't know what you said.
He elevated you and didn't let you look down on me. Like, yo, bring me with you. Right? That nigga's playing.
But you're saying like it's
using it as a way. Like, could he get the same joints
without it,
with the same paying job? But did it help the? It didn't help the woman. You feel what I'm saying? She's getting out of it. I don't think he could bag the same.
I don't know.
Like the fact that he's using his profession.
I love the fact that he's using.
That's game. That's his game.
That's fire.
That's his game.
Yo, I'm helping you get a crib.
Tomorrow.
He's not taking no money out of
you. Work for yourself.
Drop my pills. Nah, this is
nah, I got a 2 feet.
Wait. Now, what's the address here so they can come find me? That's a people and shit like that, right?
Nah.
Niggas say he's creating generational wealth.
Nah,
he ain't that.
They ain't letting you stand up there and bring him with you. Like, he was
like, bring him with you.
All right.
He's saying that because he know that nigga. That's what
I really don't know him. I just know of him. I just heard his story. That shit was fire. I remember the nigga told
him as our man.
He said, I know of him.
I know of him. I feel like I said that. Whatever.
Like, man, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know how I said
niggas
it. I don't
definitely
know how
be doing that.
Story. But that's hard, though. That's
nah, that is.
I like shit like that.
If one of y'all niggas watching this is on that type of time, hit my DM.
Yeah,
bought a house.
Nigga helping you get your credit up.
Please.
All that. Shit,
all that. Right.
I respect
you. I'm a great time. I'll make you laugh.
Nigga,
like, all
make
right.
You a better woman.
Real shit. I can reciprocate. You know what I'm saying? I'll reciprocate.
He probably hit you at the end, like, you know what? Now I'll probably date you.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Like, I'm like, all right, shit.
I'm going to just take the power. I'm taking the power back. Like,
shit, bro. Yeah.
Myself too. You know what? I'm coming around to this idea. This nigga turn the tables.
He ate that.
Flip the table. You know niggas are manipulative. Like, we have to manipulate. Yeah.
But when you do shit like that, you can manipulate all you want.
He might be
yeah,
so
go ahead, manipulate.
Tables, bro.
Turn the tables.
That's fucking dope. Nigga.
Turn the tables. Yeah.
I think yeah. All these all these Instagram,
yo,
get your money out.
Mad text threads with bitches he got houses for, like, oh yeah, I got this bunch of house over here. Like, that's a flex for
real. Yeah, put that shit in my name though.
Bro, I think that's
I want a fake house. Like, oh, I want a house.
No, it's all your shit.
No, that's what I'm saying. I want that shit to be in my, cause you know niggas will get bitches stuff and then it be in their name though. And it's like, always it's fake yours. Nah, nigga, that's what I'm saying. Niggas be wanting that.
Niggas don't do that. They let you put it in your name and then they stop making payments.
Yep, that's a fact.
Oh no!
That's a fact. Oh, you want to put this Bentley in your name?
I rather fuck your credit up.
Becky with a good job.
That's right. I get mail over there and all.
And you can't kick me out. Squatter's right here.
Squatter's crazy.
Oh, you're living in hood. Oh, all this is fire.
Yeah, I be right in there. Yeah, how you feel about like parents on social media? Do you like?
Well, I'm a parent on social
media. Yeah, but your kids aren't on social
media. Oh, not yet.
Parents who have kids on social media, like your parents, let's say, do you censor yourself? Like, all right, my mom is watching this. Or like,
no.
Do you mind if she sees our podcast or anything you do online? Like, no. How does that work? Like,
me and my mother is very transparent. We actually had an argument recently about being, when I told her, when she said to me, like, I treat her like a friend one time. And I was like, what?
She ain't like that?
I'm like, but... like this, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then I started censoring myself and she started getting offended. Like I said, excuse me when I curse. And then she'd be like, why you keep excusing yourself? And it's like, bro, you just told me I treat you like a friend. I don't know. But I just feel like It depends on who the parent is. Like,
yeah,
that's true.
My parents was outside for their time. Like, you know what I'm saying? When they was outside, they was outside. So it's like, they're not too far removed from, like, knowing what's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were
knowing cool. Knowing that niggas do shit.
Yeah, they were cool. Like, my parents were cool. Like, they were, my pops, was, my mom was actually cooler than me. So, like.
Shout out mom.
Shout out my mom. Like, so, like, them niggas was outside. So, like, they get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I feel the same way about my parents. Well, I only got my mom, but just family in general. It don't even got to be your parents. Like, you know, aunts, uncles and shit like that. They all on Facebook, whatever. But I remember one time. I never used to think about it. It never even crossed my mind because the internet was still a little new. I definitely was in high school and I was on Facebook. And you know how you add everybody on at that time, you don't really know, like,
I don't know how to do Facebook.
You know what I'm saying? So you just added people you know, whatever. So I got my mom, her friends, my aunts, like just people I know. I'm just creating a network. Right?
Who trying to fuck?
That's crazy.
Last message. Mom's friends.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Niggas would have been on freaky time. You know, they knew what they was doing. Niggas would have been on that. But boom, peeps. So
was Parker.
I'm going back and forth with my friends, like on my wall and shit. Like, hey, you know, we talk, nigga this, nigga that, fuck really, that, whatever. So. My mom's friend hit her up one day, like, yo, your son talking crazy. So she didn't know what was going on. So she's like, show me, let me see. I'm like, yeah, fuck this bitch.
Oh my God, no.
So the niggas, she's like, yo, block all my friends immediately. Delete me. All that. So ever since then, bro, I always think like, y'all, my mom never see this shit.
Facts.
I don't even want to embarrass her, but
facts.
Now I'm like, all right, I'm grown at this point.
Yeah,
I can explain myself. I don't even got to explain myself, but like, nobody really gonna say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might have an opinion in your house. You might text my mom about it, but nobody really gonna come up to me.
For me, as a woman, you know, it's a little different. Like, you know, my dad, like, he real protective over his daughters. So it's like, you know, in a Jamaican household, niggas can do whatever they want. My brothers can do, no, I got two brothers. They can do whatever they want, bro. Us? Yeah, they older than me. They like 31.
You're the youngest?
35. Yeah, I'm the youngest.
Oh, you're the baby.
I am the baby. So they be a little protective. But, you know, mom, I'm sorry, but I definitely blocked you off my story because. You know, I be wildin'. I know y'all see my stories. I be wildin', like,
wow.
My mom is definitely a supporter. She be hyping shit when I post. So, mom, you know, one day I'm definitely gonna block you. I promise. But like,
mom definitely.
I be wildin'.
Yo, how old is your sister?
Which sister?
Careful.
Yeah, what's up with you? Yo.
She like a pageant queen or something?
Oh yeah, yeah. She's like 11 months older than me. She's 23.
She's a pageant queen for real?
Yeah, she was Miss Caribbean
2022. That's
mad. My sister, Miss Jamaica.
She New York?
Yo, what? For the
years? I can't get into that. I can't get into shit like that.
Nah, she, I don't even know. I think she got recruited. Like, somebody was like, yo, you should do this pageant.
Because
she's a model, so, you know, she's
kind of predatory.
Bro, come on, bro. It wasn't like that.
So she got recruited.
Because, you know, people get recruited. Like, models get recruited all the time. Like, somebody told her, you know.
Not on the street, though.
I think, I don't know. You're going to have to ask her. I don't know. Should we call her and ask her? Oh.
In New York,
nah, she live in Philly.
Yeah, my son trying to run down.
Relax, brother. Easy there, brother.
She visiting?
Yo, this nigga keep going. He keep going.
Like, it's Coach
I mean, what's up, bro? Like, what kind of, like, you know what I'm saying? What's, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you trying to do? Like, what's the tea? Like,
should we talk off here?
Yeah. Right. See, you got money? Like, I gotta know.
Damn, that's crazy.
Nah, prerequisites, bro.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? We trying to get one of the niggas that's going to take us up. Like, that's wow. The real estate niggas.
Come up.
That's what I'm saying. 100%. You got to use niggas. What?
You got to use niggas.
No, that's the goal. That's the goal. But, like, some niggas like being used.
And then you say, pause. Men don't like women. That's right. Crazy.
I know. What? How does that even?
Y'all like funny.
I love men. Men don't like me. So I'm all right, bro. Like, men don't be liking women. They be having terrible relationships with their mom.
The problem is
that. And then that transfers into.
You around 2 years.
I don't talk to no 22-year-old niggas.
That don't like women are boys. Like, they like their friends.
Nah. Yeah. I mean, at least the niggas I talk to, they's older. I don't talk to no. You know what I'm saying? So, and them niggas.
What's older than you?
Everybody.
Older than 20, 22, 25.
You know,
nah, bro.
That I know.
So 23 is old.
I mean, not like, okay, older than 20, 26. You older, like, that's you pushing 30. saying?
26 is
what you're
30.
I'm saying?
Still a young nigga.
She came back. No, you still are. You still a young nigga. Like, I'm not saying that's old.
It went 25, 30. No, 28, 30.
Nah, 27.
Yeah, 27, 28 was really good years.
Actually. I was going to say 27, 28 was fine.
Really good years. I had mad fun.
27 was the last time I felt young. 28, 29, I just felt like I was 3:30.
I'm not gonna lie.
What does it mean to feel 3:30? Like
COVID, I felt very young.
Your knees hurt and shit, like your back and stuff.
Not really, I'm just like, damn.
Then you turn 30,
just certain shit don't be like as appealing as it used to be.
It's just not the same. The day you turn 30, this shit is
like
awful.
An 8-day vacation don't seem as appealing.
Crazy. Like, maybe that's it.
Not no funny shit. An 8-day vacation sound like a mission. Like, yo,
that was my favorite shit in the comments too. Niggas was like, I could do forever.
You don't want to fuck with your moms. You don't want to. Yeah, you don't got a dog at home or something.
I was like, yo, bro, like, even if it was just me, nigga, I'm forever.
Like, for real. Like,
I did the pandemic with Shorty, bro. Like, I know I'm in it to win it, bro. Like,
I know niggas, most niggas in them comments did not survive. If they had a partner, they did not survive COVID with them. Bro, it's not happening. Most people didn't. A lot of people I know broke
up. I know a lot of niggas that broke up in pandemic.
Me too.
I know a lot of niggas that met the love of their life in pandemic and lost the love of their life.
His girl within a year that was engaged or something like that.
What?
But they escalated. Like, what's that shit? Accelerated. Because they was with each other 24 hours.
Yeah.
Literally. From, like, they met right before and then was basically living with each other.
That's the Papoose and Remy shit. You see what I'm saying, though?
No, I don't.
Yo, son, like, yo.
Nah, nigga.
They met right before. Some emotional shit happens.
You let it go.
Now you gotta, like, accelerate your fucking relationship. And then the shit is over.
That's not what happened with them, though.
I'm telling you that's what happened. Yo, bro, you just don't fall out of love with a nigga that did 7 years, 8 years with you, son.
I don't know what that nigga did. I don't know.
That's a fact.
You know, I don't know what he did.
I don't know what he did, but you just don't do what she did. Like she just pulled up with a new nigga on camera.
That's the problem. Not that they broke up.
No, I'm just saying, like,
new nigga shit.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like,
her falling out of love, fine, bro. That's
what I'm saying. Like,
nobody's mad that, like, oh, she left Pap and he did the bit. Nobody's saying that. Everybody's like, yo, she's with this nigga that's in his face. Like,
I feel like niggas would have said that if she done that as well.
If she what?
If she just deaded him
and didn't
get a new nigga?
It would have just looked like they broke up. You would have not known who deaded who. It only looked like that after she started fucking with the easy nigga. That's it.
Yo, you know
that's what made it crazy.
You know who I want to start dating again?
Lauren London.
Lauren London and Vanessa.
I don't. I don't want her to make a bad choice.
I be feeling so bad.
She's some lame.
Like, every time I see them, it's just like, I feel like everybody want to ask them about Nipsey and Kobe. Yeah. Like, it's like, yo, come on, son. Like,
Vanessa can't date, though. It's quiet.
Yeah.
It's quiet.
Lauren, that's just like Michael Jordan.
She got to go in a different pool of people.
Like, she can get a football nigga.
She can just get them. Silicon Valley nigga, like,
yeah,
she
don't true. Need
that. Silicon Valley is crazy. She's
richer than all them niggas, though.
Facts.
That's true.
She don't.
But I do. I just don't like to see the sadness, bro. It just be like over them and shit, like,
like you put sadness
every time you see Lauren in London, like
you just want to say, oh,
rich Nip. Like, it's like, yo, bro, I'm sick of this. Like, I cannot rest in peace, Nip. We love you, nigga.
We love you,
but it's like, damn.
We also love Lauren London and ATL.
He did tell nigga, live your life and grow. He did say this. He did say this, like. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
you think she fucked somebody yet?
I hope the fuck so. Like, he's been dead for like four years, bro. She's 5 years.
I hope so.
You don't think so?
What you think?
Yeah.
He's the same nigga that don't care. He's the same nigga that don't think his bitch would get took in London.
She's a goner. She's a goner.
She's a goner.
She's a goner.
You think she's celibate 5 years?
Fuck out of here.
Lauren London. I'm just.
I understand what he's saying, though. Women could do it. Anybody can do it, women can do it. Women can do it, bro.
Wow.
Can do it.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what? How on? I want to go with
women could do it.
To a London Cancun question. Now we have a female perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good
one. Where is it more, like, so the question was, what was the question? Anybody remember?
Yes. Where do you think a woman is more,
is
like,
it worse to vacation?
A girl's trip, yeah.
Yeah,
is it a girl's trip. Is it worse to go to Cancun or
as
like.
A man, like, you worried about your girl. You were more worried about her going with her girls to
Cancun or London.
Or London. And he said by far Cancun.
I think.
Give us a thought.
I think it's really good. I mean, both shit, the same shit can happen regardless wherever you go. It's niggas always on the prowl.
Yeah, but I mean, it's worse in Cancun.
It's worse in Cancun because it's hot.
Nobody's
like, you know, you on the beach and shit, and like, you seeing bodies.
There you go. You already
naked. Nah. The clubs in London, yo, they get, yo, what?
If you go,
what else you going to London for?
Get a caramel. Yeah.
You're not going to London for
because
fat.
It's crap.
Yo, you got to go to London clubs.
Crap shop.
Nah, I think it's the same shit for real. Like,
same.
Yo, what?
Worse than London.
London, they freaky frogs too.
I'm just saying, in London,
and they got accents.
The accents. Oh yeah, and they got like, the Jamaican, you know, London niggas. They got the African London niggas. All different types of foreign and spice. Oh yeah, I can take you down there. Yeah,
go to Cancun. All y'all doing is drinking and being half naked.
In London, you drinking too though.
If you go to the
like,
bar,
London is cool though because like people be on some fly shit. Like you're like, yo, let's take a train to Paris. Like we out. Like, oh yeah, what?
You think because it's not a thong kini?
Nah, bro, they get. I'm
not saying it's quiet. I'm saying it's worse than Cancun.
I don't think. Nah. I think it's really same.
The same.
I think London is worse, bro. Cause your bitch could get chucked. She's gone.
Chilly.
It's like she's out of here, bro. Cause it's New York. It's New York niggas with accents.
No,
it's like
they have to come home.
It's like us to them and them to us.
They have to come home. Like it's like.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
I might turn that in London into a fucking.
Why are you staying in London?
Not your bitch when she gets.
Yo, bro, not for nothing. Not for nothing.
She gonna be WhatsApp.
That waitress we had at that restaurant, the London joint.
Oh yeah.
Bro, she was on us there. That's a bitch.
She lives here.
Where the hell, bro? She heard our accent.
She already lives here.
I'm like, yo, right. Miss. Niggas,
yeah, but it's the role reversal.
No, because she's not visiting. She lives here already.
But in Cancun.
She's just here, man. She ain't sure.
Nah, in Cancun, women going to be a little more apprehensive because they really in a different country for real, for real. So and, but let me hear, in the UK, it's more westernized. It's Americanized. Yeah, like, right, they it's really Cancun, American.
You on the resort, really everybody there is a tourist. Everybody's from somewhere else.
They tourists, but like, it's like, oh, shit. Like, what's going to happen? Like, we in the
opinion. She
said,
you
know,
nigga.
Say,
I have a wrong person. She ain't never left
the country. But that's the bushes. Like, niggas could throw you in the water and shit. Like, you know, that shit a little scarier. In the UK, it's like, you got phones, police, and shit. Awesome. I'm not saying they don't act that in Cancun, but, like, it's just different, bro.
We were just talking about top.
You can't pay the police out there, nigga.
Yeah.
You disappear for the food, bro.
For the peas, bro.
For the peas, bro.
Yeah, but nah. I'm telling you, London is like that.
Nah,
man.
I think it's the same, bro.
You get took from London, man. My man, yo. Them niggas is wearing APs and driving fucking
Sending
Audis.
I'm not worried about this.
Yeah, the foreign cars.
You say you're not worried about that?
Because somebody got an AP that my girl.
No. That's not what you're worried about. If the nigga got the AP, she's worrying about it. Nah. Oh, that nigga has a nice watch. Nah. Wow, he has nice shoes. Wow, he has a nice car.
Yeah.
Wow, what the fuck does he do? Like,
yeah. Nah, call it. It's me.
You're not at the resort. You drunk. You having a good time.
It's a different type of fun.
Your bitch stay in the same hotel.
Yeah. She married that nigga.
That's what it's about.
Bring him to America. Green car. All right.
Fucking and getting took is different, son.
Yeah,
but she definitely getting fucked.
Like, when she come home, like,
she can get fucked. Yo, look, if she can. That's
her concern. If she gets fucked, that's cool, right? But if she gets took in London and she come back home, it's worse than that.
She's looking at you
and think you're a piece of shit. Like,
this nigga don't get no money. He ain't never been to London.
But yo, we live in New York.
I've never been to the ends.
We live in New York. There's mad niggas with money here.
Not as much. You think nobody's gonna talk about it in London? Nah, they faking it for sure. They faking
it.
So if she falls for that, she gonna fall for it here too. So it's like,
that European money different, bro.
It's different, but they have the accent, bro. Y'all in the same hotel in Cancun. We probably on the same fucking. fucking floor. We Yo, just had a great time. All we all drunk. Now you in the room with me and my niggas. Or vice versa. I'm in the room. You and your girl. It's
good. That's how I get in choked, though.
Yeah.
She's not even going to count that as a body. She's going to say some shit like, we wore a condom.
My niggas stacked up. The more hoes I fuck, the more I love my wife. And that goes both ways, bro. She going to fuck
I don't stand on
that. Yeah, I don't agree with that.
I'm saying
they already killing me in the comments.
She can fuck that nigga and still go back to you and be happy as ever, bro.
All right, but I'm saying it's more likely to happen in Cancun than it is London.
No,
I disagree.
I disagree. I don't make any sense.
Well, why all three of us agree and no one agrees with you?
I think Trump won the election.
That's true.
Good point, my brother.
On that note,
unpopular opinion, huh?
All right, my unpopular opinion for the day is...
You're the only one that got one today, I think.
Fuck it.
Facts.
All the white people who are like lower Manhattan give me Jeffrey Dahmer vibes.
Oh.
Like all that weird area from 38th Street down. Like a lot of them niggas, not all of them, but most of them, like
American.
Yeah. I was on a train with a nigga. He had on blue gloves, big glasses.
Blue gloves.
That was crazy.
And he was just talking to himself the whole time.
Oh, yeah. He
like, yo, son. And he kept putting his bag on this thing. And then it was like another white lady in the corner.
Yeah.
She was just doing mad weird shit. I'm like, yo, bro, what the fuck is going on, son? Like,
Easter what?
West side, east side, both sides.
Lower east side.
Manhattan, though. Like, not Queens.
Yeah.
Not nowhere else. Manhattan, like, from 38th Street down to, like, oh, bro, it gets weird all the way to, like, West 14th.
I got an unpopular. And honestly, I don't think it's that unpopular, but I'm learning that it might be. I know we all use washcloths, right? Yes?
Yes.
I use a loofah. A loofah.
A loofah.
Yeah, it's like shit.
There's nothing in this world, no surface, no nothing that you clean with your bare hand, and then you deem it clean afterwards, right? Am I bugging?
That's not unpopular.
Wait, am I wrong? Right? Is that true?
I don't even understand it.
There's no like, you don't clean the floor with your hand and be like, I cleaned it.
No.
Right? So white people not using washcloths, and not scrubbing my legs and the knees. I just don't understand it.
Y'all wash the bottom of your feet?
Always, okay. Every day, right. In between toes. Like, there's no crevice on my body that I'm not washing.
I do this shit like this.
That wash pumps is some cultural shit. Like, white people don't use this.
But that's like cleaning chickens.
Yeah.
Food is a different thing, because that's actually cultural. We're talking about hygiene. This is not
cleaning chicken is cultural?
Eating food is cultural.
Yeah, sure.
Food is cultural. Washing your body should not be cultural, bro. Everybody should wash every part of their body.
I've seen that white people be saying on TikTok, like, they don't even wash their kids for like 5 days.
I've seen that. And I'm like, huh? Like, what? Where are we doing that?
I put my daughters in the shower like this every day. Bro,
it's not a day we not bathing. Like, what are you talking about? Why did you even sleep?
Like, bro,
I can't sleep.
Yeah, I can't sleep at all. I be jumping up like, what
thank
the
you.
Fuck?
Like,
yeah,
my fucking right here. The
yeah. Side of my elbow. Yeah, I scratched too many times.
It's moist.
A little damp right here. Hold on, like, nah, I gotta go wash. So yeah, I just believe we should all be using washcloths and washing all parts of our bodies. I don't feel like that should be unpopular, but it seems like it might be.
Flinging?
I don't got one. Like, I did not come prepared.
Unpopular opinion, you could respond to any of our topics. It doesn't have to be a popular opinion.
Yeah, just get it off your chest.
Like, if you disagree with one of our topics or our takes, drop a voice or let us know that. Or
if you're trying to bag Lingy.
Oh, yeah. If you want.
If you got real estate and you try to take me up, like, please.
Also, she's never had good hair, so if you can hold that.
Why are you telling everybody that?
Yeah, you already did it.
Helped it up, so you know.
Remind the people. She's never got.
She in the niggas with money and shit like that, so I'm correct.
Great personality, preferred. Not required.
Or money.
Preferred, but not required. I'll carry us.
Or if you want to tell these niggas to their face that they don't really like their women, you know.
That too.
I've been there. Oh, you talking about them. Oh, yeah.
Oh, this direct guy.
Really, we don't like our ride. He still doesn't really know. Especially you don't believe in us.
I'm in early for the gym. Yo, shout out to
not exotic snacks and drinks.
Yep. Tap in. Massive people.
Come on.
No shiesties, you
heard? Yeah. Yay.
You see,